As the days grow longer and balmier, we're heading into kite-flying weather. For most people, it's exciting to launch a kite into the wind and feel its tug on the string through your fingers. As a youngster, commentator Ed Cullen found the experience fraught with tension.
One spring afternoon when I was in elementary school, my father tried to hit the ionosphere with a box kite. After he'd worked for hours at the dining room table, he finished assembling the kite and stood up. "Grab your jacket," he said. We drove to my school as quiet as pallbearers. Arriving at the deserted schoolyard, my father jumped out of the car with the kite and began trotting across the empty field of stomped dirt and thin grass. I followed with a ball of twine the size of my head. My father tossed the construction of wooden sticks and tissue paper into a stiff breeze. He tugged expertly at the kite string, each jerk of the wrists sending the kite higher. Our first spool of twine burned itself to the stick handle. Dad had already tied together three balls of twine when he began yelling, "More string! We need more string!" Where was I supposed to get kite string? My father handed me the stick with maybe 10 feet of string left on it, dived into our car, and sped away. I stood alone in the schoolyard, feeling like the last boy on earth. The kite was so high in the late afternoon sky that it wasn't even a full speck. I held onto the stick of wood, letting my eyes follow the giant bend of string skyward. I imagined a man in a passing airliner looking through a round, curtained window and saying, "Look, Ethel, a box kite." I stood in the wind as hundreds of yards of string tried to tug my arm free of its socket. My father returned with an armload of balled kite twine. The sky ate that string, too, and wanted more. I knew my father wouldn't quit without help, so I said, "Dad, can we go home now?" My father started pulling the kite out of the sky, wrapping string around the stick until his fingers bled. Finally, frustrated, he cut the string, and we drove home. The kite we hadn't seen in hours was never seen again by us. "Tomorrow you can tell your classmates that your kite flew a mile over the school," my father said. We may have released a mile of kite string over L.S. Rugg Elementary School, but no one was going to hear about it from me. My father considered writing up a little story for the newspaper, but mercifully his mind skated on to other things. A week later, I was riding my bicycle past the schoolyard when I saw a man and boy standing in the middle of the playground. I let my eyes follow their skyward gaze to a yellow kite dancing in a blue sky. I pedaled on, free of the twine that binds.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.